Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN News listeners. Yes, we're back. Feels good to be back, even though this Monday's a little hard after a long vacation. I'm sure those of you that got to take a vacation as well feel the same. All in all, though, I do hope you had a fantastic Easter holiday if you celebrated it. But the time has come to get back to normal. Yes, it's Monday, March 28th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. So, I have a lot of you iOS users out there. You upgraded to 9.3 yet? Yeah, it's been kind of a pain in the butt, hasn't it? First off, we've heard that 9.3, yeah, pretty much is bricking old iPad 2s. And even older iPhones, you know, say iPhone 5. Now it seems that 9.3 is having other bugs, like you try to click on a link and it just crashes your phone. So no, if your phone is freezing or crashing after you've clicked on a link, you're not alone. The Apple support forums are actually riddled with tons of users reporting this bug. And it's pretty much common in iPhone 6s all the way up to the 6s's plus. And honestly, yes, it's happening quite frequently for me, particularly in the Tweetbot app. Although there's not really a single app or service that can actually be pinpointed to this. It's happening in Safari, it's happening in Mail and Notes and Messages, it's happening all over the place. Here's the kicker though, we don't know when a fix is coming. So, if you haven't upgraded to 9.3 yet, you might want to just wait for a little while. Till Apple figures out that, this wasn't supposed to be beta, it was supposed to be ready. Speaking of Apple, well, of course, we've got more rumors now that we got the Apple event over. We got to talk about the iPhone rumors happening later this year. And this all has to do with the supposed 5.8, yes, you heard me correctly, 5.8-inch iPhone with a curved OLED display. This is coming out in 2017, however. Well, according to the rumors, anyways. Actually, it's according to the KGI security analyst Ming Chai Chou. Let's call him Ming. Yeah, that way we don't get in trouble. Yeah, he says Apple is preparing a device with a curved glass on its front and back. It sounds familiar. Yeah, remember the iPhone 4? In fact, Mr. Ming went on to say that Apple's looking to implement exotic materials. Ooh. To further differentiate the iPhone from other competitors. The real kicker here, though, is 5.8-inch after we have the big 5.5-inch. I don't know about this. I mean, what the hell is Apple going to call that one? The iPhone Plus Plus? Netflix users over there in the U.S., are you using Netflix with, say, I don't know, AT&T or Verizon? Have you noticed that, this doesn't look very good? Well, you can't really blame your carrier on this one. You can blame Netflix. Netflix has admitted that, yes, indeed, they are throttling videos for AT&T and Verizon customers. Why are they doing this? Well, it's to keep their users from going over their monthly data limit. They're saying they're protecting their customers so they don't have a huge-ass bill. So until next month, or at least that's what Netflix is saying, they are going to limit the streams to these providers to 600 kilobytes per second on cellular networks. And why next month still? Well, Netflix reportedly has plans to roll out a new mobile app update in May. That's going to give cellular customers the flexibility if they want to pay out the ass or not. Amazon might be getting a little bit of competition in the future with their Echo Voice from none other than Google, at least according to a reference in an article from The Information last week. In the interview, the Nest CEO, Tony Fadell, is suggesting Google is interested in developing a voice-activated consumer device. But he didn't really go further than that. Actually, most of the article is about the smart thermostat that they're currently involved with. Yeah, you might remember Google bought Nest and Nest is making the thermostat. Yeah, that's pretty much what it has to do with. And of course, a few other things were mentioned in the article that Google is reportedly working on. Again, though, no basic information of pricing, availability, development status, blah, blah, blah. And no, Google hasn't responded to any requests for comment regarding the product. But you might remember, Google does offer a technology called OnHub. And from a design standpoint of view, it looks very similar to the Amazon Echo. So maybe it'll be OnHub on steroids. We don't know. And finally, taking a walk down Blockbuster Lane today. Back to the days of going to the video rental store and picking out that new movie to bring home that you always forgot to rewind. But for this guy, it was a little bit worse. He forgot to return the movie. Poor old James Mayer was arrested in Concord, North Carolina for forgetting to return a movie, by the way, called Freddy Got Fingered. No, don't let your mind go into the gutter. It's not one of those kind of films. After he rented it in 2002 and never took it back. Even funnier, Johnny or the video store where he rented it from, they're not even in business anymore. This actually all went down when the guy had a broken taillight, so he was pulled over by the cops. And then the cop actually pulled up the information and found out there was a warrant for his arrest for not returning this film. Mayor actually said he thought the cop was joking until he slapped the handcuffs on him. So, some words of wisdom today. You might want to look through that old VHS collection if you still got it and see if it has a sticker from some video chain. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the place for everything that's BTN. Get on over there, check out all of our great shows. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to check out our community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, yeah, we're slowly getting back into the swing of things, so that means we will be back for tomorrow's Tuesday edition, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday, and thank you so much for listening.